B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Want to bring in a very special guest for the podcast today? Vanessa Lachey is a television personality. She's a host, actress. She's also a mom and wife to Nick Lachey. And she's got something cool going on. She's going to share with us now. She's partnered with Libby's Fruits and Vegetables to help launch their 7th annual Cansgiving sweepstakes.
Good morning, Roxanne.
Hey, Vanessa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. But I'm in my third trimester of pregnancy. Got about a month to go, and my baby is pressing on my diaphragm. I'm getting a little sick here, so my voice is not what it should be today, so I apologize.
No. Okay.
But I'm good.
Wow. For, like, sucking along your third trimester.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you're due December what?
16th.
Oh, yay.
Yes.
Congrats.
Sagittarius, yes. So, oh my gosh, speaking of birthdays, though, you and Nick just had your birthday this past weekend. How was it?
It was awesome. Yes, we share the same birthday, November 9th. My ongoing joke is many, many years apart. He's 7 years older than me, so I guess just, it doesn't really mean anything when you're in your 30s and 40s. So, yeah, we had a great time. What we do every year instead of exchanging gifts is we treat ourselves to a vacation, and the last 7 years, that vacation has consisted of one night in a local, you know, it's been one night. So for the first time since before kids, we finally did like our full week away. I flew my parents in. Thank goodness for them.
Uh-huh.
Love you, Mom and Dad. And Nick and I went to the Caribbean for 7 days.
Oh, how nice. Oh my gosh. Good for you. You've got to do that. I know the feeling though.
Yeah.
You know, you get a night here with hubby and that's about it with the little kids.
Yeah. I felt guilty, but
right.
I definitely at the same time enjoyed it. So.
Good. Good for you too. So this is a great time of year to travel, take those getaways, but also we get in the spirit of wanting to give back. And I know you're behind this big effort called Cansgiving. So what's that all about?
Yes. Well, it's two parts. And I'm really excited about this partnership with Libby's Fruits and Vegetables. And so the first part that's really fun for everyone to get involved is that they can go to getbacktothetable.com, and they could register their original recipe using Libby's Fruits and Vegetables, and they get a chance to win cash. So there's going to be two recipes that we pick that are at random that are going to win cash. But also what's really amazing is that Libby's is making a donation to Feeding America, which is the largest domestic hunger relief organization. And I'm just really proud during this time of year to be able to be partnering with someone who's going to give back, because that's ultimately what it's about. We're all very grateful and thankful for what we have. But there are a lot of people out there, to your point, that aren't as lucky. And I think it's our job to help out where we can. So this is a great way for people to get involved by including their recipe and registering for a chance to win, but also what you're doing is you're helping us, because ultimately we're going to make the donation to two local Feeding America food banks.
Oh, that's great. That's so good to hear. And I know you're the mom who has it all going on, your career and also domestic in the kitchen, enjoying cooking. What are some of your favorite recipes?
Well, first of all, thank you. I don't know that I have it all going on. Trust me, we all have our own messy sides, right?
Right.
But what I believe is why I can juggle being a mom and having my job and also being able to entertain family and friends is why I love Libby's, because they make it easier for me. There's no peeling. There's no dicing. There's no chopping. I'm all about stress-free. And so when I can go into my pantry, something that's already there, I don't even have to run to the grocery store, open a can of Libby's Fruits and Vegetables and just make it a dish, that's what I love. And so I've created two recipes over the years. I've kind of like zhuzhed up the generic stuffing and generic green bean. So I've created a cornbread stuffing and a green bean casserole that's on the website. And I just love that you can make it a day before the cornbread stuffing. You can actually make 2 days before. And that way you have the ultimate stress-free Thanksgiving day. You pop them in the oven whenever you're ready to eat.
Oh, that sounds great. And tell us that website again, because I do a cooking blog with my 2.5-year-old, so we like to make recipes.
In your spare time, you sound like your mom has it all going on. Like, 2.5-year-old and you're pregnant and you have a foodie blog.
It's a mirage. Yeah.
So it's called getbacktothetable.com.
Okay, getbacktothetable.com. We will check that out. That sounds awesome. And how do you like to celebrate Thanksgiving with your family? I know you said your parents were just in town, so that's great. But do you alternate sides, go to Nick's one year?
You know what? Honestly, because we have three kids, the holidays have become more, we become more homebodies. And mm-hmm. so our parents come in and out, and we're also in Los Angeles, which is the opposite end of the coast. So for the actual Thanksgiving Day and actual Christmas Day, we stay at home. And what we started doing was inviting all of our local friends in Los Angeles that don't go home for the holidays. And so our Thanksgiving has also turned into our Friendsgiving. We say that our local friends are our chosen family, mm-hmm. Maybe not our birth family. And so everyone, I just ask everyone to bring one dish, and we end up having this just feast of family, friends, food, and fun.
It's a great time. What a good idea.
Yeah. And these dishes are great that I have on the website because you can make them the night before, and then when you get to a house, if you are invited, mm-hmm. then you can just, you know, pop it in the oven right before it's time to eat, or even earlier and just let it sit on the stove and warm. So, yeah, I love these.
That's perfect. Yes, for sure. Now, I know your kids, so you've got three kids and time just flies, so they're growing up fast, I'm sure, and you're getting ready for this holiday season. What are they most looking forward to, and what kinds of things, as you and Nick watch your family grow, what are you excited about?
You know, I think it's interesting because since they are 2, 4, and 7, it's our job, my job, me and Nick, to instill in them what really Thanksgiving is and what we are grateful for and what we're thankful for. And it's all about being a family and being in the kitchen together. Brooklyn actually helps me cook every dish. She has some say in every single dish that I make. Camden, I try to use him more on the creative side of things. Mm-hmm. Like, can you help me make the place settings? Can you help me set the table? Sometimes I get an eye roll. Sometimes I don't. Mm-hmm. So it's about us instilling to them what we are grateful for, all the things that we do have. And so I did this fun thing this year. I actually ended up getting this like little toy turkey where we can write on each leaf something we're grateful for and then just put it on the turkey on the table. So they have a visual and they can see the things they're grateful for and see the things we're thankful for and truly count our blessings.
And then, right, and then have a nice conversation piece. And I love how you bring your kids in the kitchen, because like I mentioned, I do that with my daughter. And so she's 2.5, but she's learning like taste and texture and measuring.
Honestly, like somebody, well, Curtis Stone, who I co-host Top Chef Junior mm-hmm. with, he was like, listen, you're going to have a mess with your kids wherever they are, right?
Right.
And I said, well, what do you mean? He goes, if they're in the playroom, you're going to have a mess of toys. If they're, you know, coloring whatever, you're going to have a mess of crayons and papers. He goes, but if they're in the kitchen, yes, it's going to be a mess, but at least you're together. And mm-hmm. I'm like, that's a really great piece of advice. So I've encouraged her to come in the kitchen. Yes, she makes a mess. Yes, some of it doesn't make sense, but she loves to cook with me, and I love to spend that time with her. She's not off in the corner doing something else. She's right there with me. So I would encourage everyone to at least try getting your little one in the kitchen. And honestly, people say, what about safety and what about this and that? I'd rather them learn it from me. Like, this is a stove and this is hot and these are knives and these are sharp and these are for mommy and daddy. Uh-huh. So why not? I can't, you know, shield them forever from the kitchen.
No, they learned that lesson about getting burned one time.
Yes, exactly.
Just one more question for you. Congratulations on Christmas Unleashed. That's coming out in December. You're starring in that.
I am.
It's great.
It's a Christmas movie on Lifetime out December 7th. And I'm so excited about this one because I got to work with animals. Like, uh-huh. I have a dog in the film, and then there's also puppies in the film. So, I mean, what screams Christmas more yes. than, like, festive backdrops and puppies?
Right. What else do you want?
Exactly.
That's great. Well, so great catching up with you. Want to let our listeners know again. We'll remind them, getbacktothetable.com/Thanksgiving. Anything else they need to know to participate, you want to remind them?
I think also if they want to do on social media, they can just tag @Libby's Table and #Thanksgiving. And thank you so much for taking part in it. And Roxanne, congratulations
on your little
one to come.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Vanessa. Take care. I love catching up with her. I talked to her around this time last year. She is a sweetheart and an adorable family. And loved having her on the podcast and love that you're listening. Thanks so much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.